Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 2nd of August, and right now it's clear on 29 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 34 degrees Celsius, with a heat index on 38. It will be breezy, with westerly winds at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, with winds from southwest at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour, and chance of a rain is on 60%. Morning humidity was on 58%, dropping to noon on 50 and rise back up in the evening. The moon is full, actually was full in the morning, and of course illuminated on 100%. Resident Assembly Service is announcing that the selection committee for L'Avenir de la Ville / TDC 2012-2015 has completed the first phase of their work. After 7 plenary sessions and 2 days of interviews, the selection committee has arrived at a consensus on a list of final applicants and nominees for 8 out of the total 10 work areas for the L'Avenir de la Ville coordinator team. The group decided to invite the final 8 applicants and nominees for a meeting with the selection committee, the resident assembly service, and the neutral facilitators, Amy, Elvira, and Jesse. The aim of this meeting is to explore the willingness of this proposed group to work together as team, to elicit their views and ideas on the needs and means to bridge the division in our community, the implementation of the master plan, to evaluate their responses to a list of recommendations, concerns, and conditions compiled by the selection committee, and to decide on next steps. The selection committee will finalize the list of names of the coordination of coordinators of L'Avenir de la Ville 2012-2015 only after this meeting. Resident Assembly Service also invites us to a collective priorities and values meeting number 3 with the topic on housing on Monday, 6th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. Meeting includes presentation from LRD on outlying lands, because the last collective priorities and values meetings number 2 agreed to invite the Land Resource Development Task Force, which is Luigi and Pashi, to present an overview of the situation regards land owned by Orville outside the master plan. Participants at the last meeting expressed interest in the proposal that outlying Orville land could be used to found new affordable housing in the community. In this context, that Land Resource Development was invited to update the meeting on the status of Orville land outside the master plan. For more information, don't hesitate to email Resident Assembly Service or call them on 948-6623-749. Today at 4 p.m. at Conference Room in Town Hall, we can listen and look to a Green Belt Plan draft presentation. Avenir Town Development Council has commissioned a land use plan for the Green Belt. The plan, drafted by David Stein, is to help us deal with the issues relating to land use, encroachment, and the road the Green Belt to water in Orville and the bioregion. On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we can see I With That, which is solo mime acted by Mime Man. It is a short film screening by Life Education Center, an Orville and an Indian mime theater. On Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m., we are all invited to help to clean a bit International Zone. We meet at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone. On Tuesday, 7th of August at 3:45 at Conference Room in Town Hall, we are invited to a talk on collaboration in research and education by Stefan Listrom. On Wednesday, 8th of August at 4 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, a new publication will be released. It is a Sri Aurobindo's Savitri, The Golden Bridge, The Wonderful Fire, An Introduction to Sri Aurobindo's Epic by Dr. M. V. Nadkarni. And here's the also announcement about Grant Proposals 2012, which is saying that the final date for submission is Monday, 20th of August, for our Orvillians who would like to prepare a project proposal to be submitted through the Project Coordination Group for either a micro-project under 1 lakh or a project to be submitted to the Stisi in the Desire for funding this autumn. Copies of the grant application format will be emailed to you via pcg@orville.org/in on a request, or can be downloaded from AVNet. Projects for Stisi in the Desire should be related to research studies in the field of sociology, economy, psychology and inner development, organization or participation in seminars, workshops, conferences, events, exhibitions in the same field, publications of research papers and dissemination of information, seed money for innovative and informal education and training. New Creation Sports Program is looking for a sports teacher from 3:40 until 4:45 p.m. A small maintenance is provided. From New Croatian Sports Ground also comes an announcement from La Piscine, which says that we should keep in mind the school started back, so therefore from 3 to 5 p.m. no lanes will be open for non-school swimming. That time is strictly reserved for school sports. An exception is made for the baby pool, and parents may come to use the baby pool with their baby. On Saturday at 7:30 a.m., Tanya offers to the community members an open swimming class for everybody who would like to improve his/her swimming skills. No need of letting her know in advance, just need to show up. Several patients report to the health center daily with a loose motion. In this season, the prevalence of water contamination with Escherichia coli is high in pipe water and storage water tanks, leading to diarrhea. Therefore, they suggest that every community should check their water for coliform counts and make sure that their water is safe for use. Aurobindavan does water coliform testing. Any queries can be addressed to the Auril Health Center through mail. We also got a chance to learn the Tamil through English, because Auril Tamil Heritage Center will conduct Tamil classes read and write with basic and simple grammar. We might like to use this opportunity to learn the language, and we can do it in Tamil Heritage Center building near Savitri Bhavan on Monday, Wednesday and Friday from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. And classes will commence from August 16 onward. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they will scream J. Edgar, directed by Clint Eastwood, and was made in USA in 2011. At Ecofilm Club at Sedona Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see a documentary, Encounters at the End of the World, made in 2007 by director Werner Herzog. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see a French crime drama, International Police, made in France in 2011 by director Marvin and Kazin Yar. On Saturday at the same place and time, they will screen an international comedy drama, This Must Be the Place. It was made in Italy in 2011 by writer and director Paolo Sorrentino. And it is a comedy and drama. And on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., children finally will get their children film, and this Sunday they will screen Animation Adventure, Family, Alice in Wonderland, which was made in USA in 1951 by director Clyde Geronimi. And later at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, we can see Japanese drama Romance, Sasame Yuki, The Makioka Sisters, made in Japan in 1983 by director Kon Ichikawa. For the Sadaka of Integral Yoga, it is necessary to remember that no written shastra, however great its authority, or however large its spirits, can be more than partial expression of the eternal knowledge. Roshi Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on arulradio.org.